Today's Tanya Shiur on Perek Yud Ches, the 18th and the 19th Perek. Okay? Last week we managed to do the 18th, so we'll do this week. So it says, Ula tesefet biyu, to extra explanation, Be'er heitiv, to explain well, Milat ma'od, shebaposu ki karov elecha adava ma'od. Why is Torah, or tshuva, right, so close to us? We have to understand. Even someone who doesn't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, he doesn't have a heart to understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cause him fear and avas Hashem, fear and love of Hashem, even in his mind, Utfunatzon, his understanding levad. Afapichen, karov elav adava. Hashem, tshuva and Torah is close to him. Ma'od, lishmo, to keep, v'lasot, and to do, kol mitzvus haTorah. All the mitzvus haTorah, v'talmud Torah k'neged kulan. And definitely learn Torah. Befiv ulvava mamash mu'um kodeliba. So, he's saying something. Why is Torah close to every yid? Why? Why is it close to you? You never learned a word of Torah in your life. You were brought up as you were brought up. You come to yeshiva, you learn Torah, you're close to it. It sits with you. How comes it sits with you? How comes you understand it? So you learned it already. Okay. You learned it already. You learned it. The Malach taught you in your mum's womb. Right? Okay, so that's what he says. So he's saying, She Yerusha Lanu Ma'avoteinu. It's Torah is a Yerusha from our fathers. What do you mean a spiritual Yerusha? It's a spiritual inheritance from our fathers. So he says, why is that? Ki avot hen hen ha merkava. They were merkava l'shechina. What does it mean merkava l'shechina? I explained this once. Merkava l'shechina means that they, through the avos, was expressed completely their... their midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham represented completely the midah of Chesed. Yitzchak represented completely the midah of Din. Yaakov represented judgment. Yaakov represented completely the midah of Tiferes, of beauty, of Emes. And since they were Merkava L'Shechina, i.e. they brought that into the world, right? They were expression of these midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, i.e. complete expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Al-Kain, therefore, Zachu Lamshich Naran Lebenehem. They were Zoche to bring Naran Lebenehem. What's Naran Lebenehem? Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama to the children's. What does that mean? A spiritual soul that we have, different from other nations in the world, is because of our Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because of the Merkava L'Shechina, we were Zoche to a special Neshama. Now he says, and now how does this work? Now he's going to go into Sifrei Kabbalah. And he's going to explain this a little bit. Says everyone has different levels of Neshama. Now there's three levels. We spoke about the four worlds. There's the world of Atzilus, where we only see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bria, the world of Malachim, Yitzira, of form, and Asiya, the world, the lower world of Asiya, of what there is doing, right? Asiya, right? So it says, Afilu Kal Shebekalim, even the lowest of the lows, Uposhi Yisrael, and people, Klal Yisrael, who are doing Averus, Nimshach Bezivugam, Nefesh de Benefesh de Malchus. They have the lowest level, i.e. the lowest level, remember, is Nefesh, you have Nefesh, Ruach, yeah? Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, right? The lowest, the Nefesh, the Malchus, the Asiya, in the lowest part that they can be, Shi Madrega Tachtona Shepkadush, it's the lowest level in holiness of Asiya, Afapichen, Macha Shum Me'esesfiros de Kedushot, since it's still Shaykh to the worlds, from Asiya to Atzilus, it's tied to the higher spiritual worlds. It's included in all of them. Gam mi chokhma da'asiyah. Now, how does this work? You have to understand, your neshama How does it work, neshama? It's like tubes. Pictorially, we have our lower level neshama, which is our nefesh. We have our higher level neshama, which is inside the nefesh, goes down there, but it's also, that's our ruach. And inside that, like rolls, like little rolls, one and the other, right? Little cylinders, one and the other. So then we have like pipes. Then we have inside that, you have your neshama, then your chaya, then your yechida, right? But they all go down to the smaller, the lowest level. That means even if you are living with only that part of neshama, which is asiya de asiya, you have within it the highest level, because you have the 10 spheres, right? Each part. Even though you are asiya de asiya, which is the malchus of asiya, the kingship of asiya, the lowest level, you have chochma de asiya there. Because the lowest part of Chochmah D'Asiyah reaches Malchus D'Asiyah. Aya, Malchus the Chochmah D'Asiyah is where Malchus D'Asiyah is. Right? You understand in terms of the tubes? So it's there connected to there. So you really, even the lowest of the lows, he has Chochmah there. He has the Chochmah, part of his, neshama, his higher level neshama there. Right? Shebetocha melubeshet chokhma de malchus de atzilus shebetocha, and chokhma de asiya is dressed in it, the higher level chokhma de atzilus, which goes all the way down to the lowest of the low, right?
It has an influence.
Has an influence, yeah. Your higher level neshama, even though you don't have in you those higher level of neshamas, but you have some remnants of it because it goes all the way down from the highest level to the lowest level. So even Kal Shebekalim, even Poshi Yisrael, even people who are doing Averis, part of their lower level neshama, right, has Melubash, dressed in it, their higher level neshama, even though it's a small amount. But that small amount has an effect on him. Now we're going to see what effect it does. He doesn't feel in terms of his everyday life. Yeah? Now he says, V'lifamim mamshichim poshi Yisrael neshamas gvoot ma'od shayu be'emke eklipot k'mo shkadu b'sifre gulgulim. He's saying now, and sometimes there can be higher level neshamas which even a kal shebekalim he hasn't tapped into it. You with me? He hasn't tapped into it. But since he has such a higher level neshama, it will be felt there. Now, what gives us this higher level neshama? Any ma'isim that we do? No, not our actions. You're born Jewish, you have it. Why you have it because you're born Jewish? Because our forefathers brought this aspect of ruchnius into the world. And since this brought this aspect of ruchnius into the world, we have it as an inheritance. We don't have their level as an inheritance. Torah ain't a Yerusha lach. It's not a Yerusha. Torah mitzvah is not a Yerusha. We don't get the daga of those neshamas in terms of Yerusha. But they are felt in a very small way. Not in the world of our actions, but it could be on a certain level they will be felt. And this is what he speaks about. This is what he's going to explain. Hine, hachochma hi mekor hasechel v'havana. Our wisdom, right, is the makor of our understanding, right? V'hi lemala me'abina. It's higher than what the b'china of bina. Bina is like to understand. Dava mitoch dava. To understand one thing from another. We spoke about bina before. Shehi havanas ha'sechel. That's the understanding of the sechel. V'asagato. And an understanding, hasagato is really das. To reach it is really das. Bina and das collect together. We learned that in Rabbeinu Yonah as well, right? V'achochma hi lemala me'abina, me'havana. It's higher than Havana, Vahasaga, i.e., to understand, we can learn something. Like you can learn a deep idea, right? You can learn a deep idea, but you don't understand it. You know what it says. I learned the Gemara, I read it. I know, read the Agada, I know what it says. Do I understand it? No. That's Chochmah. You read it and you understand the words, you understand what it's saying. You have those building blocks, but you weren't Mesig it. You didn't understand it. To understand it is a combination of Bina and Das, like the Rabbeinu Yonah explains. Right? V'hi makor, like we said, Pilkei Avos, we said that. Right? V'hi makor lehen. V'zehu loshen chochma koach ma. Chochma is the words koach. Kaf ches, that's right? Ma. That's the words of chochma. She ma she'enim musag. That which isn't musag. It's the koach of that which isn't musag. The potential of that which you can't reach. You know it, but you don't understand it. Umuv a muvan. V'enu nitpas ba'asaga. V'adai, adai. It didn't yet reach an understanding of it. ולכן מתלבש בה אור אין סוף ברוך הוא. Because where can אור אין סוף ברוך הוא מתלבש? הקדוש ברוך הוא's light, so to speak, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu rests in the Chochmah, because the Davar She'eino Meisig, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can't be Meisig, so that's the place it's Mitlabesh, right? Because something which we can't be Meisig has to be Mitlabesh, has to dress in something which you can't reach, yeah? Okay. The Leis Machshava Tfisa Beiklal, we can't fully understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu, i.e. Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzat Atzmo is not something we can understand. Lachen Kol Yisrael, Afiru Nashim V'Amei Haaretz, even women and simpletons, right? Which women in the time of Chazal didn't used to learn. Nowadays women learn, so they know. But in the times of Chazal, most women didn't know how to read or write even, because they didn't have schooling then. Same in, right? So that's what he means. V'hem ma'aminim ba'ashem she'emunah hi le'mala min adas. They believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. She'emunah is as high a level than adas va'asaga. In other words, he's saying, these people that believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we believe. You're still Klal Yisrael. You believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're doing mitzvahs. You're doing what you should be doing. You don't understand what you're doing. You're not misig. You don't fully understand. You didn't learn the depths of what the Torah means. But you believe. You were born Jewish. You believe. Right? And even Poshei Yisrael, people do Averas, they still believe. There's an element that they believe. They believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? So, and even though they're doing Averas, right? He says that comes from this bechina, that comes from this level. That comes from this level of a person which we have, Yerushim Avoteinu, that's the Chochmah, that we understand that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, we believe it, and Derech Agav, in this week's parasha, if you notice, the first two Dibras, a Kodesh Baruch Hu told us. The rest he didn't tell us. What's the difference to the first two Dibras? Had we heard all the divras from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael would have received the Torah, hearing all the, they would have had the fixing, the hearing of the divras was their Tchias HaMeisim, that's Gemara and Shabbos. Every dibra that they heard, Kimat V'Parcha Nishmatam V'Chazar Elaim, the Torah was Machzir them life, right? Maybe he even speaks about this here. Yeah? And so the only two dibras we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first two. Anochi v'lo yielecha. Lemaisa, those are those two things. If a person doesn't have that, he loses his shem Yehudi. He loses his name Jew. What does that mean? If a person doesn't believe in Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's an apikores, whatever, he doesn't believe, he's a non-believer, he doesn't believe in Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's an idol worshipper. No, he can be an idol worshipper and believe in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? That's a possibility. But if you don't have believe in Kodesh Baruch Hu and you don't have, right? You serve other gods or you forget it, you have nothing to do with him, right? You lose being Jewish.
Is this only talking about people who
who know?
Okay.
People who don't know, different, it's different. That's called Tinuk Shenishba Ben Agoyim. They brought up like a goy. They don't lose their... No, even the person who loses his Shem Yehudi, it's only Leshata. It's only for that moment. He doesn't lose it forever. You do tshuva. A Tinuk Shenishba is something different. Tinuk Shenishba, the Gemara says that he does all the Averis in the world. Obviously, Averis he doesn't think they're Averis. Things which are wrong, which he doesn't think are wrong. He brings one Chatas. Even if he did the Averis purposely. He did it knowingly. Not knowingly, he's an Averis. Knowingly, he willingly did it. Yeah? It's one Chatas in Mekaper. Why? You can't have a Chatas. A Chatas can't be Mekaper. An offering can't be Mekaper on Mezid, on purposely doing something. It can only be Mekaper on Shogeg. That means he's Shogeg. Since you were brought up as a non-Jew, you were brought up in the world as a non-Jew, right? You don't know what it is to be Jewish. No one taught you about Judaism. You have no clue what it is. But what happens is when you get a taste of Judaism, how comes all of a sudden, boom, it hits you? Yeah, this is what I'm looking for. Yeah, this is what makes sense. Because you have a neshama. The neshama gets woken up to it. The neshama hears it. That's Yushuv Avotenu. Now, what's your avoda is how much you listen to that neshama, how much you want to further your endeavors, your kirva to Kodesh Baruch Hu, your closeness to your Creator. So now he's saying here. Yeah. Not being Jewish, there's a lot of stages in not being Jewish. Yeah. For example, someone who doesn't believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's Jewish. I mean, if he marries a Jew, it's a kiddushin, right? There's a little bit of a shail if legabi yibum and stuff like that. But there's b'karon kiddushin's tofus, right? He's a Jew legabi yuchsin, right? But there's a lot of halachas that he's not a Jew. For example, if he was to do shechita, if he was to shecht an animal, the animal would be an avela. It wouldn't be a kosher shechita. Even if he did it properly, it wouldn't be a kosher shechita. There's lots of dinim. He wouldn't, you know, legabi tefillah, he wouldn't be a minyan, couldn't be part of a minyan. There's lots of halachas. He's not completely taken out of the Jewish people, but he's as much as you can get taken out.
When you say shame Israel. It's not that he's not inherently a Jew, it's that he's taken out of...
Legabi certain dinim, he's not considered a Jew. Yeah, with regards to certain dinim, he's not considered a Jew. He has shame Yisrael,
right,
regards to yuchsin, regards to marriage. But legabi, a lot of dinim in the Torah, he doesn't have the name of a Jew. He can't do lishma v'get. He can't give testimony. Lots of things. But that's because of the bal avera. But you have to understand, the avera a person can do takes him out a bit of his shame about a Jew. If it's a very, very large avaris. These are very large avaris. Yeah?
What's the name?
Huh? Could be a min or apikoris. There's a
another name for them.
Muma lahachis. Someone who goes against one of it, does one avera with kavana to against his creator. Oh. Okay. So now, Lechen, Kol Yisrael. Okay, we read that. This emuna that a person has from his chokhmah, which is inherent from his forefathers, this is emuna, even though we don't have tefisa, we don't have an understanding of it. Right? V'lchein, he says, afilu kal shebekalim, even the lowest of the low, or posh Yisrael, mosrim nafsham akdushas Hashem. They are willing to give their lives up on Kedushas Hashem. Ala rov. Vesovli minuyim. And they're willing to take, let's say inuyim, affliction. Kashim, difficult afflictions. Shelo lichpor ba'Hashem. Because that's innate to them, mitzad Yerushas Avotehem. From the inheritance of their fathers. Right? Va'af imhem borim va'ame aretz. They don't know anything about Judaism. They never understood it. Ve'en yudim gdulas Hashem. They don't understand the gdulas Hashem. V'gam b'ma'at sheyodim, even those few who understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even those people who understand, try to understand what he's saying, even us who I think we understand a little bit more, right? He's speaking about people who really understand. Ein mitbonanim klal, they're not thinking at all. V'ein mosrim nafsham, they don't give their lives up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, machmas das v'izbonus b'ashem klal. I.e., it's something intrinsic to their nature. It's not because they say, how can it be because of an understanding of Hashem? Because it comes from that bechin, from that understanding that we inherited from our forefathers this neshama, which is intrinsically in us, right? Which gives us, without an understanding, it doesn't make any sense for a person to give his life up for something he doesn't understand. No one should really give their life up for something they don't understand. We understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we give our life up for it. We understand the Torah, we give our life up for it. No one, there has to be something you understand to give your life up for. Your life is the dearest thing you have. Right? Why give it up for something you don't fully understand? It does not make sense. That means there's something intrinsic about us that we have, that for that we're giving our lives up. And it's not something we understand. It's not something we reach. Okay, v'hainu, and he says the Baal HaTanya, Mishum Shashem Echad, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is one, Mi'ir, he gives light, Umchaye Kol HaNefesh, all, even the lowest souls that we have, Al Yedei Hitlapshuto, by him being Mitlabesh, dressing in, Bechinas Chochma Sheba, the Bechina Chochma Sheba, we said it has to be Chochma, because Chochma is something that's Eino Mesig, Shulemala Min Adas, Va'asechel, In other words, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he himself is Litlabesh, it means his Neshama, which is a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he himself is Mitlabesh in our Neshama, right? Kiviyochel, we have to understand what that means. It's very hard for us to understand what that means. It's not something we can make. Only because of that, we can give up our lives without really being fully understand of it. That's the reason why we do it. That's an amazing thing. Now, what does that mean for us? What does that mean? What does that mean? What's harder? We spoke about this before. What's harder? To live everyday life as a Jew, or to give your life up for Hashem?
Live as a Jew.
Even Kal Shebekalim can give their lives up. So what we have to do, if we really work smart, is to turn each moment into or Hashem or my life. Like the moments, turn those moments into that choice. That's what we have to work on. We spoke about this some other time. But that'll make it easy, because when we're using our Yerusha of Avotenu, we're using something which is intrinsic to every Jew to serve Hashem. Ulo Tosefet Biyu says, the Balatani. This is Perek Yutet now. So we have to explain clearly what it means. Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Adam. The Ne'er Hashem is Nishmas Adam. Ki, perish. The Ne'er of Hashem, the candle or the, not the Ne'er, the thing that holds the oil of Hashem, that's Nishmas Adam. Right? That's Neshama of a person. Perish. She Yisrael Hakruim Adam. Yisrael who are called man. Nishmatam hi lemasho ko'o. Their neshama is like the light of haner, of the candle. Not the candle, it's the thing that holds. Ner in Chazal means the object that holds the oil. Yeah? It's ko'or haner, shemit naner, that is flickering. Our neshama is like this ner that's flickering. You ever saw a ner? It always flickers, right? You know, if you look at it carefully, it's flickering the whole time. It doesn't stay still, it flickers. Okay, so the wind or whatever it is. Tamid. Lemala betiva, that's the teva of aner. Bipnesha or ha'esh, the light of this fire, chafetz b'teva lipared me'aptila, desires from its nature to separate from the wick. V'lidabek b'shorsho, and to stick up to its shorish, lemala b'yisod ha'esh, above b'yisod ha'esh, haklali, a general. So now that he's saying, when we spoke about Yisoda Eish, Yisoda Mayim, there's four Yisodas, there's four foundations. These are spiritual things. There's Yisoda Eish, Yisoda Mayim, right? But they have physical representation in fire itself. So from fire itself, we can understand the concept of Yisoda Eish. The fire wants to leave the wick and go back, go up in Shamayim to Yisoda Eish. It has a cheshek to go there. That's why it says, the Baratanya, so that's the teva of fire to go up. Yeah? Shetachat galgal hayereach, kama shekar. We're speaking about something ruchani. It's talking about the galgalim, not the physical galgalim. It's talking about not the physical circles of the moon. It's speaking about the hierarchy of the cosmos, the spiritual worlds of the cosmos, not the physical worlds of the cosmos. Chazal, when they speak about, you know, like the zodiacs and all these things, they're speaking about different levels of spiritual worlds. They're not talking about the cosmos. So people make that mistake. Anyway, va'af sha'al yedei ze yichabe, the flame will be extinguished, v'lo ya'ir klum lemata, and won't give any more light downstairs, v'gam lemala b'shorsho, and also above. Now listen to what's happening here, because this is a mashal. Even up when it goes to shorsho eish, yitbatel, it will be nullified, oro, its light, b'mitziut, in existence, b'shorsho, in its place, even so, b'kach u'chafetz b'tivo. That's its desire, teva hadvarim. Kach nishmas adam. So too is the neshama of a person. V'ked b'chinas ruach nefesh chafetza. He has a desire, his neshama has a desire. That's connected to b'chinas eish. V'chashecha b'tiva lipared v'letzeit min haguf. The guf is the b'tila. To separate from the guf. V'lidabek b'shorsha u'mekora. And to be bedovek to its shorish, we call it Hashem, Chaye HaChaim, who gives life, Baruch Hu, Hagam Shetiye Ein VeEfes, even though it will be mitbatel, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vetitbatel Sham Mitzius Legamri, it'll be mitbatel its mitzius, its existence completely, as we understand existence. Velo Yishayim Imenu Mu'uma, won't remain for me anything. Mimauto, from its essence, v'teva. Now, this is a very hard concept to understand. Zehu Shem Shem Hamushal. This is like a mashal. L'chol davar she'enu b'chines tam v'das. We can't understand. V'gam kan ha'kavana she'rotzon v'chafet zeh b'nefesh enu b'chines tam v'das. It's not something we can understand. This is not something we can understand, he says. Musag or muvan, understandable. Ela lemala me'adas v'asechel ha'musag. It's beyond the understanding. V'amuvan. V'hi b'chines chochma. And this is the same b'chines chochma we're speaking about. She'benefesh sheba o ein sof baruch hu. So, what is he saying here? He's saying that if we... And the neshama is connected to our guf, like a flame is connected to the petila. You ever saw a flame just jump up and go up? Never. It's flickering to go up, right? So too, the neshama of a person flickers to go up to its creator, and his desire is to mitbatel. What keeps him here? The wick. What keeps him here? The guf. His guf. When you meet, if you were to remove that, so to speak, that guf, Neshama would go up and would want to be mitbatel. That's its desire, to mitbatel to the Reish Baruch Hu. What's that say? That doesn't make sense. We don't understand. Everyone feels a personality, feels an identity. No one feels a loss of the identity. So there's a story. There's a story of a very, very famous rabbi who, there's things called, like, you have a Jewish meditation called Yichudim. You know Yichudim? Yichudim means oneness, to be one with your creator. So there's a bit of machlokus if Yichudim is more than Torah or not more than Torah. But basically it is that you put yourself, it's like a certain trance. You go into the higher worlds with your neshama. This rabbi had a shamash, had someone who used to wake him up. He told the shamash to wake him up. And the shamash was very good. He used to wake him up every time. One day the shamash didn't wake him up. He didn't come back. His neshama was so davuk with his creator, it stayed there. When we daven, that's what we're doing when we daven. When we're davening, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, when we daven, it says we daven, if we're davening properly, none of us daven properly, that's our problem. But we have to understand, this is the musag. When we daven, a person can reach a level of nevuah. You can reach a level where, this is Shulchan Aruch, I'm not telling you musa. The Shulchan Aruch says, if it's pashtus haguf, that his guf leaves him, like a beggar that he leaves, and he goes and he's flying up into the spiritual worlds. That's what a yid wants to be. Where does that come from? That's a Yerusha of Avotainu. We all have this teva that you feel sometimes, you feel close to the Creator, and you want to be closer. We have this musag in physical worlds. We all understand in terms of, you know, lahavdil, a person has some person that they really like and they're thinking about them and they want to be close and they're constantly thinking. The same things in Ruchnius. In Ruchnius, though, it's a much higher level. In Ruchnius, when a person has that, he doesn't want to leave it. He wants to be there. And you understand? That's what we're talking about. That's something, it's a Yerusha. That's something every Jew has internally. We have to tap into it. That's it. We have to tap into. You have to, you know, sometimes it's good. You go to the Kotel. It's a very good thing to do. So every so often, go to the Kotel, take a tehillim. In English, it can be just dive into your creator and like have a conversation. Go. You're gonna have a kumsitz. You know, sometimes you're gonna have a kumsitz tonight. What's the point of these kumsitz? So you can have a bonfire and bake a baked potato and have a sausage with it. No, that's not the point. So you know, not Boy Scouts. What is this? You're singing, you're outside, no one can see you, you close your eyes and you're singing. And the song brings you to a dveikus. That's what it's supposed to do. That's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to, like, mitbattle yourself, nullify yourself. You understand? Matan Torah was this mitbattlus. Matan Torah was a nullification of self, i.e. there was a misa, a death of self, and a recreation of self. We can't get to that level where completely nullification of self. We can get a feeling of it. And every feeling we have of nullification of self, we have a rebuilding of self. We have a nuance of self. You understand? Let's go weiter. Okay. So he says now, ולכן, the Chochmah, נקרא כוח מה again, והוא הפך ממש מבחינת הקליפה וסיטרה אחרה, the ra in the world, the evil in the world. שממנה נפשת אומס העולם, from there the souls of אומס העולם, the avdin legamayhu, they do for themselves. They're not, what are they doing for themselves? The tshuka, this is a big difference. And there's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says this. The Gemara says, I'm not going to speak the whole Gemara out. The Gemara says, when Klal Yisrael, after, you know, the end of time, Mashiach comes, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is now done in the Umas HaOlam. So Rome comes and says, Edo, right? We built bridges for Klal Yisrael so they learned Torah. We made Shvakim. We did all these things for Klal Yisrael just so they learned Torah. Paras comes. We did all these things for Klal Yisrael so they learned Torah. We did wars for them, they learned Torah. All sorts of things. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, you didn't. You did it for yourselves. Lagar Mayhu. And then he proves to them, he shows to them why they did it from themselves. Klal Yisrael are the only people who don't do it for themselves on that level. Now, there are a concept of tzaddiki umas ha'olam. We're not speaking about that here. We're not speaking about the tzaddikim. We're speaking about those who aren't the tzaddikim. Right? We're talking about also by Klal Yisrael who aren't the tzaddikim. Klal Yisrael, even not the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael, but they have something intrinsic because of an inheritance of their fathers. If a person, whether it's a Jew, whether it's a non-Jew, is kone for himself, so he has something. That's from his own koch. So you can become a ger, you can become a couple of zayin mitzvahs if you're a goy, you can become a couple of the seven mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael also. But even without being kone, he has this nekudah. So long as he doesn't do things which are completely wrong, like I told you, once he takes away from him, he's a min or a mumma, forget it. Then he has a din of a goy, the gabi most things.
So by ger, you would say also like this?
Of course, a ger is like a yid, l'chol dava. A ger has a vada, he has this. A ger is a Jew, l'chol dava. No difference between a ger and a Jew. What? If anything, the ger is more chomel for us, because by a ger it says, v'hafta et a ger, you have to love a ger. You have an extra mitzvah's ava by a ger. A ger vada is a Jew, l'chol dava.
Huh?
You can get it. I told you, you can get it through. If you don't work, you have intrinsic. A Jew has it intrinsically. A non-Jew does not have it intrinsically, but a non-Jew can receive things. If he works and he behaves in the proper way, he will receive ruchnias. And ultimately, first of all, he gets Kabbalahs of Zion, Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach. He's a Ger Toshav. That's already a level. That's not speaking about. He's a Ger Toshav, he's not the Klipa. He's not the Ra in the world. He's the Tov in the world. He's the Mavura. He's the Tov in the world. And then he can become a complete Ger.
So the question is, saying something's intrinsic, what on a Pashit level can you say it is? Is it a knowledge or...
No, it's not a knowledge.
Inherent in connection?
It's not a knowledge. It's not even okay. You won't feel it.
It's just something.
Yeah, you won't feel it. A Yid who believes in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's it, he lives, he's born, he doesn't keep anything else. He does averus. He believes in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's it. He believes in the Jewish God. He believes. That Jew has the koach to do Kiddush Hashem. He doesn't make sense. He didn't live his whole life properly as a Jew. He didn't live his life as a Jew. But it comes to the point, and we see that throughout history, that simple people, even they didn't live their lives as a Jew, when it came to or Kodesh Baruch Hu or not, they chose a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning of the Havi Yerusha. They didn't, not through any avoda they did. They didn't do any avoda. They did all avodas their whole lives.
So we can call it a knowledge.
No, it's not knowledge. Knowledge is something you're missing. Knowledge means, knowledge in terms of that you were given it. It's a given. That's what we mean here. Not in terms of even less than that. Even if you don't know, understand at all. You just believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You didn't learn anything, do anything. You did averus. The lowest of the low, the Balatanya says. The lowest of the low. But there's something intrinsic in him. Since a person who believes in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's going to give his life up for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that doesn't make sense. That does not make any sense whatsoever. Why should you give your life up? Why should you give your life up for something that you don't even understand? You never lived that way. Why should you give your life up for it? But Ken, Rishayim, Even Rishayim, the Posh Yisrael, Kodim Shabbali, they in Nisayon, Likadosh Hashem, before they came to the Nisayon of Kiddush Shem Shamayim, to give their lives up for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki Bechinas, HaChachma Shebenefesh Elokit, Im Nitzot Elokuto, Me'o Ein Sof Baruch Hu. He has a little spark of Ein Sof Baruch Hu, Hamelu Bashba, that's dressed in this Chachma. And even if he's on the lowest of the lowest of the part of his neshama, it's still melubash. This chokhmah is still melubash, and the ein sof, this nitzot, this spark of the ein sof is there with him. Hem bechines galos begufam. This is a concept of galos aguf. He's in exile. He's in exile from his neshama, but even still, shechina b'neihem. He has a Kodesh Baruch Hu there, just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us in all the exiles. So with this Jew. He's in exile. He believes in his Creator. He's in exile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. But Nefesh HaBahamis, even the lowest Nefesh HaBahamis, Mitzad HaKlipa, even Mitzad HaKlipa, even inside the lower world, the Ra in the world, Shebechalal HaSmali, the left side of his heart, Shebelev, HaMalchus, Moshelesh Begum, Mitzad Galus HaShechina K'nichtavel. This is a dimion. So a person, even doing all the Avedos in the world, he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in Galus. That Neshom is in Galus. It's not good for him. He feels bad. Kodesh Baruch Hu is with him. That spark of Kodesh Baruch Hu is with him. If that person is doing all the various in the world, will be told, or Hashem, or your life. He'd give his life. That's something that doesn't make sense. Does not make sense. So he says, Ava, Shorish, huh?
Sure it does. Because we just went over how it's easier to give one's life than to live one's life.
Yeah, but it's easier.
Yes.
But people don't, if you do, no one gives their life away for something they don't believe in at all.
Well, we've just established the guy does believe in it, but he doesn't care about it.
Yeah, but we're explaining it in a different way. We're explaining because that's something that's a Yerusha. Something which he doesn't understand, but that's a Yerusha. Because he has that Bechin of his Neshama and the Ein Sof, the Nitzot, the spark of Kodesh Baruch Hu there, some Ha'ara, some light shedding on that lower level soul. That's the reason that he does it. Aval shorish ve'ika shebechinas hachochma shebenefesh ha'elokit hu b'mochin. The main concept where the chochma fits in to the nefesh elokis, the soul, the godly soul, hu b'mochin. It's in our moch, in our high level soul, in our brain, the brain of a high level soul, whatever it means. I don't know how to translate it in English. Ve'einu mitlabeshet b'levush sak de klipa. Chas v'sholom, it's not mitlabesh. In the lower worlds, the worlds of klipa, of ra, shebelev b'chalal smon. It's not mitlabesh there. Bechines galos mamash. It's not, it's me'ir there, but it's not mitlabesh there. Chochma is not mitlabesh in the lower worlds. It's mitlabesh in the high worlds, but it's me'ir to the lower worlds. Rakshi bechines sheina. Right? Okay. It means as follows. It means there's part of us, the left side represents the Ra, right? Like if you think of it in terms of circles, there's like lower circle or levels. There's lower levels and higher levels. The Chochmah and this Bechina of Elokus is only in the highest level of Neshama, but it reaches down to the lowest of the lowest, but of a higher level Neshama. It doesn't go into the Ra, into our goof, or into the lower levels of Neshama, which represent Ra. It's only Me'ir there. It only gives light there. Rahi, but why don't we feel it? Why don't we feel this Elokus? Why don't we feel this desire, this Chukah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we have it? If a Jewish soul has it, why don't we feel this desire to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because he, bebechina sheina, it's sleeping, bereshayim, with reshayim. Ve'eno po'elet pu'lata, and doesn't act his actions. That's where we don't feel it. And so long as they're going in the desires in this world, it doesn't feel it. Ach, when it comes to a test, something which is in belief, it's higher than our understanding, our proper understanding, and it reaches to this bechinas nefesh, our lowest of the low of our soul, the bechinas chochma sheba, right? As a hi ni'ura, then it becomes awakened mishnata. He's awakened from its sleep. U'po'elet pu'ulata, and it affects its effect. B'koch Hashem ha'malum bashbo. Koch ha'kodesh baruch hu's malum bashbo. He's saying the same thing more or less. He's just adding that it's really a sleep. You don't feel it. It's so pnimi in us. It's so inner in us that we don't feel it. So klape as, it's sleeping there. But it's there. It's dormant. But when it comes a time, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you, right? Pek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's mitorer, then it wakes up, and then we feel it. And that's the reason why even Kali Shebekalim, even the lowest of the low, will give their lives up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'inei, or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, or Hashem, right? The light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meluvash B'chochma Shebenefesh Gadol V'atzum Kocho. It's a tremendous koach. Why are they trying to... It's all a sof. This is the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in you. We have the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in you. We're not joking around here. This is a person who's to think about it, it's an unbelievable thing. We don't understand it. It's not something we can understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in us. He's our creator. We're not in us. To a certain extent, the spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in us. You understand what we're talking about here? That means, on a level, you are not you. On a certain level, you are not you. On a certain level, all you are is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your inner desire is Him. And that relates to what we said beforehand. That just as a shalhevet, it's tevet to go back to the Eish, our neshama, our inner desire, is to be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we come the level of Moshe v'Aaron. Anachnu ma? Who are we? That's koach ma. That's koach of chokhma. That we reach a level of chokhma. We reach a level. We have no understanding of. A mus we're mesig. We don't mesig. We live on a level that we have no tefisa of it. We have no understanding of it. You understand? Legaresh litchot asitra achra, right? Hamrubash bechokhm shebenefesh gadol v'atzum kocho, and its koch is atzum kolkach, so much. Legaresh litchot asitra achra, to push away the sitra achra v'aklip of the lower ra, shelo yuchlu yigu afilu b'luvushav, can't even touch b'luvushav shehem machshav adibu maiseh shel emunat Hashem echad. The Emunah of Hashem Echad, the Hainu, Lamod b'nisayon v'limso nafsho, afilu shelo lasot rak eze maise levad, neged Emunah Hashem, even to do just a little bit, not to tie shoes in a proper way. And they say, that or kill yourself. They're doing it neged Hashem. Give our life for it, right? Sheinu ma'amin b'klal b'libo. Right? Well, sorry, I skipped. Eze ma'isavad neged emunas Hashem echad kagon lishtachavot la'avarizor to mishtachavet avarizor af she'enu ma'amin ba, even if you don't ma'amin, just to bow down, you don't believe in the avarizor, we won't do that, we'll give our lives for it. V'ken she'lo ledabet to'eh chas v'sholom al achadut Hashem, even you don't even speak badly about the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't say I don't believe in the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, af she'en pi v'libo shalom, even doesn't believe it, even that will give our lives for. Rak libo shalem be'munas Hashem. Our heart is complete with emunas Hashem. V'zeh nikra dechilu. This is the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haklal b'rechimu. That's included in rechimu. The love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avas hativis. So a Jew has, deep down in him, this love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's one, and this love comes from the same thing, that he's mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the desire of his soul that wants to mevatel itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and leave his goof and nullify himself and be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, that's this bechira called Yechida. Yechida is unity. That the tachlis, the tafkid, the tachlis of a Jew is to be one with his creator. That's why we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That all a person sees is just a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a complete nullification of self. And that's a desire of a Yid. That's ultimately what we're all here for. We all want and feel that desire and Av of Hashem. And we, you know, you can have hints of it in our lives.
Can I have a little hint? You tell me you have a good davening, you like you feel so close that sometimes you forget, you like, we can't be forget being, but kiviyachol, all there is just Hashem. You understand? That's the tachlis of creation. And that's what we have intrinsically in us. It's the tachlis of creation that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, legalot yichuda, like the Ramchal says, to reveal His oneness. And we are those who reveal His oneness, B'zal Hashem.